After battling through the regular season, the McDonald Mags entered the playoffs knowing every night they'd have to be at their best.
It's a regional quarterfinal WIAA Division 4 playoff basketball between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Mags and the Cadott Hornets. Backroom, no, another offensive rebound for Mason Bussey. Pumps, goes up, strong and scores! Mason Bussey, a beast on the boards, pulls McDonald within one. Cooper, extra pass to Jordan Secor, driving baseline, goes reverse and scores! High post feed, David Anderson, kick out, Cooper Mittermeier for three, splash it in! The first triple of the night, McDonald retakes the lead. Eli Steph takes the offensive rebound off the Kierum, drops it down, Jordan Secor, aggressive take and scores! He powered that one up for two. Rebound to Cadott, they get it out to Braden Schneider, he throws away, Cooper Mittermeier with the pick. Mittermeier crossing over on his man, takes it down to the right block. Back up top, Nathan Hazel. Hazel for three, splash it! Left wing bomb for Nathan Hazel. Smiski drives along the baseline. Wheels finds David Anderson. Anderson counted! And a foul going up strong from the right block. Offensive rebound, Smiski again. Back out, Cale Holm. Holm down the lane, kick out David Anderson. Anderson pumps, gets his man in the air, and scores! Comes up short, offensive rebound, Carson Galvez pumps, goes! Offensive rebounding has been the difference in this game. McDonald leads 26-15. Jordan pumps, gets Schneider up in the air and scores. Oh my goodness. Jordan Secora came ready to play tonight. Galvez looking, finds Grant Smiski. He'll say, why not? Takes the three, makes the three from straight on. McDonald with the triple. For three, online, back rim, no. Mason Bussey takes the rebound away from Jerome. But Jordan Secora, look out, down the lane. There we go. Slammed it home with two hands. Smiski finds Carson. Carson for three, right wing, splashed it! Another triple for McDonald. Cale Holm up top, drives hard down the lane, counting and a foul! There's the response from the Mags. Pass knocked away in the arms of Cale Holm, Jordan Secora to Eli Steph. Steph down the right to the lane, pays and hits! Oh my goodness, another and one! Eli Steph got hammered! The hoop and harm for the McDonald Jr. Hard to the hoop, no, Bussey, another rebound to Eli Steph. Step on the run, attacking, going down the lane, hangs, oh my goodness, it rolls in! How did he flip that up and in? Eli Steph, a walking, running highlight reel tonight. Grant Smiski has it up top, right side feed, Eli Steph. Steph with 7 seconds, gets by his man, hangs in the air, hits again, counted, and a foul! Push ahead, Jordan Secor. Jordan driving in hard, hangs and hits! Goodness. Oh my goodness, another and one for the McDonald Mags! The senior, Jordan Secor, having his season high tonight, and he picked the right time to do it. Jordan Secor pulls up mid-range. He's got the mini tonight, too. In his bag, Jordan Secor has 20 for McDonald. A fall away three. That one caroms off the glass. Outlet pass. Cooper Mittermeier finds Jordan Secor. Touch pass. Down low, up and in for two. Running the floor, Cale Holm with an athletic spin to get that one up and in.
Great ball movement.
Offensive rebound Cooper back to McDonald. Fella. Cooper Mittermeier for three, and there it is. Third time's the charm on the triple for McDonald. McDonald's going to make sure everybody gets on the floor here in this final home game. Yeah. Drop down along the baseline, and a score for the freshman Gavin Smiski. Smiski, Mullins put back, no. He goes up, gets another offensive rebound. Bolton in the left corner, drives in hard, there and a shot ball. 81 on the board, and everybody on this McDonald lineup, and we mean everybody, has been crashing the board tonight. Dawson Bolton, his first basket. Jet to the right block, hangs in the air, too strong off the glass, offensive rebound, Smiski puts it up and scores again. The big man doing big things in the paint. And one, and as the clock hits triple zeros, here at Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Your final score, the McDonald Mags 83, the Cadott Hornets 51. The Mags moving on from a regional quarterfinal to a regional semi.
The first step taken, but the journey only gets tougher from here as the Mags hit the road north for a rematch with Ladysmith. This is McDonald Mags Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Ladysmith High School, home of the Lumberjacks, in sight of this WIAA Division 4 tournament game, Division 4 regional semifinal, pitting your McDonald Central Max against the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney, Sam Averly, our on-site video producer and camera operator for the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Back at the WOGO home base in Halley, our radio producer is Greg Stewart. McDonald and Ladysmith in a rematch. Mark Maloney, a game from December 16th that we had on WOGO as McDonald fell 58-50 in that game. It was a very tightly contested game, but Ladysmith came out on top. They are a senior-laden team, and again, they are well prepared for this moment.
Yes, I mean, they're going to come after it. Again, maybe a little advantage, but maybe a little disadvantage at the same point with the McDonald boys, maybe wanting a little bit of revenge here. And I think the McDonald boys are playing much better basketball right now. Ladysmith out-rebounded us that game. We didn't play very well that game. Our bigs didn't have a good game. I think Coach Schilling didn't like the way the bigs played that game. And he got them turned around here. So, no, I think tonight could be a totally different story.
In that game, out rebounded 27-24. Ladysmith 4-for-8 from three, so just hit four threes, but they were 50% from beyond the arc, whereas McDonald hit seven threes, but only shot 23% from downtown. Ladysmith shot 43% from the field, McDonald 34%. A big difference, the Lumberjacks shot 23 free throws, made 14 of them. McDonald only shot five free throws, making three, so a big 11-point differential there. Also, McDonald committed 14 turnovers in that game. We'll step out and be back in just a few moments here on WOGO with our interview with head coach Adam Schilling. Unfortunately, weren't able to catch up with head coach Jason Lehman of Ladysmith. But first, a few housekeeping items from the WIAA. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Royal Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Royal Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Royal Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit RoyalMutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle. Low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players that are going to need milk to fuel their performance learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And we are making great progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you. So let's get you licensed as a sports official by accessing the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website homepage to get started. A message from WOGO, the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We're back in 3 minutes. McDonald pregame continues live from Ladysmith in a regional semi on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Max playoff pregame live from Ladysmith High School regional semifinal WIA Division 4 tournament here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, it seems like forever ago, but again, a couple months ago you were here on this floor, fell by 8 to this Ladysmith team. What needs to be different this time around?
Hopefully we shoot a little bit better. We had a lot of turnovers in that game, so we can hopefully clear some of those things up, but again, it's tough to win on the road, especially in the playoffs. So we're hoping our defense can kind of carry us through any tough spots we might run into.
In that last matchup, there was a pretty big differential in foul shots attempted as well, too. I think they took 23 free throws to just 5 for you guys.
Yeah, I think that's one thing we've been working on, is trying to play good defense without fouling. That game was obviously one of the more foul-prone games that we've had. So we know they got some very good shooters that can hit those, and we don't want to give them those extra chances.
Offensively, it seemed like we saw some aggression last game, starting the playoffs, Jordan Secor in particular, and you'd think you'd need even more of that here tonight.
Yeah, I think this time of year, the seniors, if they want to keep playing, they're going to step up and make plays, and there's really no reason to hold anything back at this point. So we want everybody to be aggressive. If they make aggressive mistakes, that's fine, but we need to have the guys that have been here for a couple of years to really step up and be aggressive.
Coach, again, thinking that this matchup could certainly happen again when we saw these teams collide in the regular season. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully we're talking about a W at the end. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
That's head coach Adam Schilling of the Max here on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Pregame here on WOGO Sports Wogo Radio and the live WOGO Sports video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson along with Mark Maloney here on WOGO as we give you a look here to our vantage points on the Wogo Sports live video stream. And Mark Maloney, when you look at this rematch that we have here between McDonald and Ladysmith, what kind of jumps out at you? Because, again, this is a Ladysmith team that's so veteran focused here. They've got kind of their big three in Timmy Meltz and Andrew Lehman and Braden Little, who really hurt McDonald with 16 points last time. They just do a lot of things well.
Yes, and again, they're not seeded number four because they're not good. This is a good basketball team, and we got to witness that firsthand. So these guys, like I said, they just got to play this game. I think we're going to be a little more composed. We got to be a little more aggressive, I think, by far. And then, take care of their outside shooters and clean up the boards.
A few stat comparisons here. Ladysmith averages almost 71 points per game, 70.7 per game. McDonald scores 57 points per game. Ladysmith, though, does give up 62.6 points per game. Again, they play more in high-scoring contests, McDonald giving up just 47.1 points per game, and that's something that you kind of hope can McDonald's defense take control of this game.
Yes, and again, Coach Schilling does a nice job of mixing that up between man-to-man defense and zone defenses and, three-quarter pressure, full court pressure. I think he's going to mix that up and keep Ladysmith honest.
Well, we are looking forward to this game. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with your Choice and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. That's ahead in 3 minutes as we draw closer to game time. McDonald and Ladysmith in WIA Division 4 regional semifinal, back in three on Wogo Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from
Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Welcome back to McDonald Max pregame, playoff pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video team stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find our friend Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's a key or two tonight here for the Max to, again, move on to a regional championship tomorrow night?
I think it's going to have to be just playing a very, very aggressive basketball game against a really good team. Again, there's 12 seniors out there for McDonald that don't want this to be their last game, and they're gonna play it tough. And then I think the underclassmen are gonna pick them up also. So I think that's the number one key, is we got to come out and be very, very aggressive.
Your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find our friend Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's McDonald v. Ladysmith for the second time this season. Again, Ladysmith won on this, their home floor, 58-50, back on December 16th. A few more stat comparisons. McDonald and Ladysmith, the Lumberjacks shooting 46% from the field, McDonald 42%. McDonald hits almost 8 three-pointers per game, and Ladysmith makes almost 7 per game, but the Lumberjacks shooting 36% from downtown to McDonald's 32%. 69% foul shooters are the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, McDonald's 63%. 17.7 assists per game for Ladysmith, 12.5 for McDonald. McDonald steals the ball 7.4 times per game, 11.6 steals per game for Coach Jason Lehman's Ladysmith Lumberjacks. The rebounding pretty similar, 30.2 per game for Ladysmith and 29.5 for McDonald. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. Your player introductions tip off next in 3.5 on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. This is McDonald Max Playoff Basketball.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It's game time here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Your McDonald Central Max, the number 5 seed, 16-9 on the season, 6-6 in the Western Clover Belt Conference, will be introduced first here at Ladysmith High School. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Starting lineups for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11", senior, number 3, averaging 10.4 points per game. Then it'll be number 22, Nathan Hazel, the 6'3", sophomore, averaging 6.3 points per game. Number 24, Jordan Sikora, the 6'4", senior, averaging 7.2 points per game. He had 20 in that playoff opening win. Next up, number 33, Carson Galvez, the 6'4", junior, averaging 8.4 points per game. And rounding out the starting five tonight, Cale Holm, their leading scorer, the 5'10", junior, sharp shooting guard, averaging 10.5 points per contest for the McDonald Max. Again, hearing reports that some of the Max boys are a little under the weather here, but, you know, it's win or go home time, and so hopefully they'll be able to endure, survive, and advance.
Yeah, I see. You know, Mason's usually a starter. You could use that big guy down there on the boards, and I'm sure he'll come off the bench rather quickly, along with Eli and David Anderson and Grant Smisky. So,
on the other side,
go ahead.
Timmy Meltz, the 6'2" senior, averaging 18.8 points per game. Andrew Lehman, coach's son, their leading scorer for Ladysmith, 6'3" senior, 21.8 points per game. The third member of that big three, all seniors, Braden Little, 6'2", senior, number 5, averaging 13.3 points per game. Then comes Manny Moore, number 10, 5'8", senior. And finally, rounding out the starting five, Lewis Zimmer, a 6-foot senior, number 32, averaging 4.5 points per game. So again, five seniors, for Ladysmith on the floor there. A veteran, experienced, talented squad. Ladysmith white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the royal purple numerals and lettering and the gold piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling black uniforms. The blue numerals, lettering, the gold piping and outlines. And it will be Jordan Sikora, 6'4", against Timmy Mouth, 6'2", at that L logo at center court here in Ladysmith in the regional semi on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Opening tip, and we are underway. Won easily by Jordan Sikora, and McDonald will move right to left as we begin here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Pass knocked away and out of bounds to McDonald as Cale Holm was trapped just beyond the mid-court line.
Ladysmith coming out in a little zone trap up high. 2-3.
Throw into the backcourt to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper had a little bit of a rough game shooting last time here, 0 for 9 from 3. See if he can get it dialed in very quickly for the Max. Left side feed, Cale Holm. We hit four threes last time. He'll rim out the first attempt from that left corner. McDonald will move a long pass ahead and thrown away from Lewis Zimmer. Quick turnover goes back to the Max. Bryce Meverden, our athletic director, grabs that loose ball. Carson Galvez will inbound.
Convert on these turnovers.
And we're seeing a trap in the backcourt from Ladysmith. Pass shot across to Nathan Hazel from Jordan Sikora. Nathan, the sophomore, wheeling, trying to split the double team, and it's taken away from him by Lewis Zimmer. Zimmer the push ahead to Manny Moore. Moore left side back to Zimmer. A little bit of a bobble to Timmy Meltz. Again, three players averaging 13 or better, two nearly at the 20-point mark for Ladysmith. Feed down low. Good position there for Andrew Lehman. Kick out. Three on the way. That one off the front of the rim. Rebound snapped down by Nathan Hazel. Minute into the game. No score here in the regional semi. Hazel up top. Left side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora shoots it over right side. Cale Holm, opposite corner three. That one back of the rim. Long rebound out. Kicked out to Cooper Mittermeier from Jordan Sikora. Nathan Hazel left side. Carson Galvez. Galvez up top. Floats it up top near the midcourt.
Both teams are going to be content to let people shoot the threes.
Cale Holm left wing. Holm against Manny Moore. Drops it into the left corner. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier feeds into the paint. Kick out right side. Faking the three. Carson Galvez loops it out. They'll work to Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier drops it into the paint. That's Jordan Sikora. Sikora at the foul line. Left side feed. Cooper Mittermeier for three online. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled in by Timmy Meltz. McDonald 0 for 3 from beyond the arc so far. Still no score.
McDonald's in a man-to-man defense.
Cooper Mittermeier matched up top against Braden Little, who had 16 against McDonald in that game in December. Timmy Meltz, his runner, kind of his patented shot, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, no, and a rebound pulled down, another one gobbled up by Nathan Hazel. Lead feed ahead to Jordan Sikora. Extra pass, Cale Holm, and Holm walked with the basketball. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. And whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. 15:30 and counting to go here, first half. No score so far between McDonald and Ladysmith. Timmy Meltz right wing. Leaves it up top for Braden Little.
Now McDonald went into a zone defense. See, that's what coach is going to do, mix up that defense.
Meltz gets the feed from Andrew Lehman. Right side, Braden Little. And numbers 3, 4, and 5. And the 1, 2, and 3 scorers for Ladysmith. Little up top. Almost 3 minutes into this game. Still waiting for both teams to crack the goose egg on the scoreboard. We'll draw first blood here. Andrew Lehman right side up top. Braden Little between the circles. Five seniors on the floor for Ladysmith. Right side, Timmy Meltz. Meltz leaves it for Manny Moore, wearing that headband. Back to Meltz. They'll play catch up top. Feet at the high post of the elbow. Meltz, jab steps. Kick out Manny Moore. Thought about a three. Thinks better of it. Back to Meltz straight on. Manny Moore again. A little bit of a ball fake. Meltz drives down the left side of the lane. His runner with right hand is good. 2-0 Ladysmith. They score first. Meltz loves that runner. Very talented with it. Again, just a little floater from mid-range. Jordan Sikora right side, Cale Holm. Little comes out on him. Cooper Mittermeier left side, Carson Galvez. Galvez up top. Looks to the high post. Now they'll find Jordan scoring the high post. He'll attack the basket. Kick back out, Cooper Mittermeier. Left side feed, Carson Galvez. Carson drives into the lane. He'll try a runner and hit it. 2-2.
Come right back with that little runner in the middle.
Carson Galvez, his first points. 4 minutes, rather, into the game. And we are tied at 2 apiece here live from Ladysmith on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Manny Moore looking for Zimmer at the high post. Left elbow feed leaves it for Andrew Lehman outside the arc. They'll work back to Timmy Meltz between the circles. And working against this McDonald's zone. Right side, Braden Little. Little attacking. He'll go off the glass. Too strong. Going high for the rebound. Knocked loose. Little has it. Battling Hazel. Hazel has it. Takes a hard seat on the ground. Jump ball called. Possession should stay with Ladysmith.
Yep.
And it will. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Ladysmith to inbound. 2-2 ball game into Manny Moore at good position, but kicks it back out. And Moore just 5'8". Thought better trying to go up in the trees there in the lane. Now Moore will drive down the right side of the lane. He'll throw one off the glass.
Oh, there
we
go.
An offensive foul as Cale Holm set him up, and Moore bowls him over. First whistle against either team.
Kind of a late whistle there, but the right whistle.
Ashton Clark, a junior, 6'1". Averaging 4.4 points per game, will come in for Manny Moore, the senior. McDonald, a chance to take their first lead in a 2-2 ball game. And facing some full court, or at least three-quarter court pressure here.
Jordan Sikora. Nice job trapping right about there.
Intermatic Cale Holm. Long cross-court skip, Jordan Sikora. Down to Nathan Hazel. Backing his man in, turns in the lane, pumps, goes up strong, and is fouled. They're going to get Ashton Clark, who just came into the game with that foul.
It might go on Little.
Oh, maybe.
It did.
So that is his first, team second. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire is the perfect spring break destination with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Short on the first free throw for Nathan Hazel. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Nathan Hazel to try to break this 2-2 tie with 13:01 remaining in the first half, and he will. Good stroke on the free throw for the McDonald sophomore. They have their first lead. Nathan Hazel
content with just a slow pace here.
Ladysmith with Timmy Meltz high on the left against Cale Holm. Drops in the left corner, Ashton Clark. Clark, couple dribbles. Looks for Braden Little in the left corner. He's trapped. Little drops a bounce pass along the baseline to Zimmer. Back to Little. He's got a good look at a three. Front side of the rim. No rebound. Batted down. Ashton Clark with the offensive rebound for Ladysmith. He'll kick it out. Andrew Lehman up top. Swings down to Zimmer. Zimmer, good position in the paint. Scores over the top of Hazel to give Ladysmith back the lead. 4-3. Lewis Zimmer, his first points. McDonald trails by a point here on the road to Ladysmith in a regional semi. Rematch of a game from a couple months back. Even more than that, actually. Right side, Cale Holm trying to dial it in from three. That one rim in now. Offensive rebound. Nathan Hazel pulls it down. Hazel looking for help. Swings it out. Carson Galvez. Galvez drives down to the right block. Goes up strong. Too strong off the glass. Knocked out of bounds. And last touched by McDonald.
Good looks there.
11:53 to play. Cole Stropp will come into the game, a 5'9" junior for Lewis Zimmer. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-Hi McDonald Athletics on WOGO Sports for over 3 decades. White City Glass. 4-3 Ladysmith, 11:43 and counting to go here first half. Regional semi. Feed down low to the left block. And an easy
drop
bucket for Cole Stropp after he comes into the game. 6-3, the Lumberjacks. Talk about McDonald's defense, but it's been Ladysmith tightening the screws defensively so far. Left side, Carson Galvez into that corner. Carson loops it back up top. They'll work to Cale Holm high on the right. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier between the circles. Right side, Cale Holm. Long cross-court skip, Carson Galvez. Galvez drops down to the left block, Nathan Hazel. Hazel, kick out Carson. Passes up the three on a good closeout by Braden Little. Mittermeier back to Carson Galvez. Drops down to Nathan Hazel. Hazel driving baseline. Cale Holm out to Cooper Mittermeier. One dribble. Carson Galvez left wing. Hazel in the left corner. He's doubled. One dribble. Back up top, Cooper Mittermeier. High post feed, Jordan Sikora. Sikora drives to the right block.
Oh,
foul!
Got it.
Count it! And a foul!
Nice muscle move there by Jordan.
Jordan Sikora brings McDonald within one. 6-5, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Eli Stepp comes in along with Grant Smiski. Stepp, number two, averaging 5.6 points per game. Grant Smiski, number one, the 5'10 senior. Again, after scoring 20 in the playoff opener, that's the first basket for Jordan Sikora. See if this gets him going. With 10:47 to play, free throw is good. Six apiece. We are tied once again. Working around the perimeter, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Braden Little between the circles, guarded by Jordan Sikora. Just over 10.5 minutes to play here, first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Little up top. Swings into the right corner. Quick look at a three for Andrew Lehman. My goodness, what a shot.
That was quick.
The man
release
in his face. Andrew Lehman, his first basket. Again, averaging nearly 22 points per game. Showed the shooter's touch there. Far side of the floor. Cooper Mittermeier in front of the Ladysmith student section. Sikora drops down to David Anderson. Anderson, the senior, number 10. Pass gets away, but Smiski retrieves. Cooper Mittermeier finds Sikora. Sikora show and go along the baseline. Lost it along the baseline. Kick out. Grant Smiski. Smiski with a head fake down the lane. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Right wing triple on the way. Rattles
in and out.
Offensive rebound. David Anderson goes high for it. Kick it back out to Smiski. Smiski to Cooper Mittermeier. Left corner. Eli Stepp for three. That one rims high off the glass. And back out to the Lumberjacks. Steal by McDonald. Collision at midcourt. Eli Stepp on the way. Stepp weaving his way down the right side of the lane. Blocked, but a foul. With 9:39 to play, there was a lot of contact near the logo at midcourt. McDonald comes out of there with the basketball. And that is the fourth whistle against Ladysmith. No fouls so far on the max. And Eli Stepp will go to the line shooting a pair. His team trailing by three. First free throw for the McDonald junior is good. 9-7, Ladysmith. Don't delay, bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus, wisconsinsurplus.com. Step the second free throw to pull McDonald within one, and he will. Good rotation on that shot. 9-8, Ladysmith still maintaining the advantage, and the first foul on McDonald's called on David Anderson. As Anderson bumped Cole Stropp along that baseline.
Might have been a good bump there because I think Ladysmith had a kid wide open under the basket.
Inbounds to Manny Moore. Wide open. They'll let him take the three. He'll come up well short. Rebound to Grant Smiski. Smiski in the crowd. Throws it out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora on the run. Goes behind his back right side. Eli Stepp. Refeed Sikora. Kick out left corner. Grant Smiski wide open for three. Book it! Smiski with the triple. McDonald retakes the lead. 11-9. Left side, Manny Moore. Moore up top to Stropp. Stropp finds Braden Little. Stropp gives it back to Little, guarded closely by Cooper Mittermeier. Kick out left side. Manny Moore retrieves. Timmy Maltz in the right wing, guarded closely by Eli Stepp. He'll throw to Stropp high on the left. 11-9, McDonald. Under 9 minutes to go. We're past the halfway point of the first half. Manny Moore, they leave him open again, daring him to shoot. He misses a three long, but an offensive rebound by Cole Stropp. Stropp now wide open, left corner three. That one rims in and out. Grant Smiski goes up hard and physically for the rebound. Smiski crosses the timeline, weaving his way between a couple defenders. Smiski finds Cooper Mittermeier, right corner, pocket for three, rims in and out. Offensive rebound, David Anderson snaps it down. Anderson throws it out to Smiski, left wing. Smiski penetrating into the paint, comes to a jump stop, throws one up with the right hand and scores. Grant Smiski shouldering his way into the paint. 13-9. And Smiski gives McDonald a four-point lead. Manny Moore leans in with a left hand, a nice touch, and scores. 13-11. Under 8 minutes to play, McDonald leads by two here in the regional semi against Ladysmith. Jordan Sikora at the elbow, kick out left side. Cooper Mittermeier, rhythm dribble for three off the front of the rim. No, rebound, and a foul as Jordan Sikora went high for that one. And who's this whistle going against? I think they'll say Andrew Lehman.
Well, I think it was on Melts. I thought I saw him put a three up.
It'll be the team's fifth foul, I believe. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. You are correct. It is on Timmy Melts. His first, again, the team's fifth, with 7:47 to play first half. McDonald getting close to being in the bonus. Junior Sakura up top. Cooper Mittermeier between the wheels. Left side, Sakura. Sakura swings to Cooper, right wing. Holding high above his head, high post feed. Looped out, Grant Smisky. He'll try a three. Splash it! Grant Smisky, the triple from the left wing, and he's hot.
Give him the ball.
16-11. Feed down low, Strop wide open for two. Ladysmith, good ball movement. Back to just a three-point deficit. Cole Strop has 4 points. This Ladysmith team is not going to be rattled. They're knocked away by Little from Smisky, and Smisky retrieves in front of the Ladysmith bench. Under 7 minutes to play now in a fast-paced first half, even though there hasn't been a ton of scoring. It's gone pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's a lot of defense.
Jordan Sakura hangs in the air. He's hammered. Ball's loose. David Anderson grabs underneath the hoop. He goes up strong. He's going to help up Jordan Sakura, who seems to be none the worse for the wear. He went down hard after that block.
You got Zimmer on that foul there.
Team six. That will be a shooting foul, but now McDonald will shoot the bonus for the final 6:50. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. David Anderson, the senior, first free throw rims out. Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations. Dr. Lee Hofer at Eau Claire LASIK. EauClaireLASIK.com. Second free throw is good for David Anderson to give McDonald a two-possession lead, 17-13. David Anderson, his first points.
Takes a breather as Mason comes on.
Mason Bussey back into the game, the 6'5" junior, number 44. 3.8 points per game, leads the team in rebounds. Bump far side of the floor and a whistle and a foul on Jordan Sakura as he got tangled up with Andrew Lehman. Yep. 6:42 to play.
Trying to get over and find his man there. I think they switched the defense up and didn't know he was in man.
17-13 McDonald. Zimmer up top to Little. Swings right side, Strop. Wide open for three. Far side of the rim, no. Mason Bussey pulls down his first rebound. To Grant Smisky. Smisky into the forecourt. And backtracking with the between the legs dribble. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Strop slips. Right side, Sakura. Straddling the arc. Sakura at the foul line. Kick out, Eli Stepp. Stepp head fake. Driving down the lane. Loops one to Mason Bussey. Bussey goes up strong and scores. Counted. And a foul for the Max.
Nice pass. Well,
Eli Stepp, I don't know if he was slipping, sliding, twirling, or spinning.
Very acrobatic there.
But somehow he was able to shovel the ball to Mason Bussey, and the big man did the rest.
The second foul on Little.
Free throw for Bussey is good. 20-13, largest lead for either team. McDonald's completed two old-fashioned three-point plays. Andrew Lehman, kick out. Zimmer wide open for three. Hit it. 20-16, Lewis Zimmer. A smooth stroke from the left wing. Max facing backcourt pressure once again. Now just a four-point game. Under six to play, two-thirds of the way through the first half here in this WIAA Division IV regional semifinal. Good to have you with us. WOGO Radio from Chippewa Falls. WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Jordan Sakura at the foul line. He walked with the ball. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free insurance quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. That's Michelle Mua, M-O-U-A, MichelleMua.com. Zimmer up top. Left side for Braden Little. Little up top to Zimmer. Zimmer leaves for Strop. Strop into that right corner, gets it back. Timmy Melts between the wheels. Quick ball movement for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Left side, Braden Little. Probing, left block extended. Little driving baseline, hand check foul.
Yep.
Will go against Cooper Mittermeier. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Grant Smisky and Mason Bussey will take a seat. Cale Holm back out there along with Carson Galvez. Lewis Zimmer, who just hit that three, has the ball beyond the arc left wing, picks up his dribble with 5 minutes to play. Right side, Cole Straub. Into that right corner. Timmy Melts. Leaves for Straub. Left side, Ashton Clark. Braden Little up top. Little pulls it at the left elbow to Zimmer. Zimmer looking for another three. Hit another one. 1 point game. 20-19. Zimmer has 8 points. He's hit two triples.
He's got a nice stroke.
And there's that big three for Ladysmith, and McDonald right now seems committed to saying, let's dare the other players to beat us, and Lewis Zimmer obliging the last couple possessions. High post feed, Carson Galvez at the right elbow. Hands off to Cooper Mittermeier in front of that Ladysmith student section, clad in white tonight. Cale Holm back to Cooper Mittermeier, 4:12 to play. 1 point ball game, 20-19. Eli step up top, left of the circle, leaves for Jordan Sikora. Sikora puts it on the floor with one bounce back to Eli Stepp. Stepp right block extended into the right corner. Crosses over on his defender. Stepp spinning in the lane. Lost his balance and a held ball. Possession should stay with McDonald. Very close to a travel.
Yeah.
Eli Stepp draws the held ball and Jordan Sikora will take a break as Nathan Hazel back in. 3:55 to play. In a one-point game, timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration. And whole house air purification. So you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
To serve again, Wurzgalla Company.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Playoff Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Greg Stewart, our audio producer at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Our video producer on site is Sam Aberley. McDonald leads by a point, 20-19. They'll be inbounding coming out of the full timeout. Cooper Mittermeier holding and still waiting, shoots it into the right corner. That's Cale Holm. Back up top, Eli Stepp. Stepp surveying. Long cross-court skip, Cooper Mittermeier. Gets his man in the air, repositions, doesn't take the three, drops it down to Carson Galvez, almost knocked away by Zimmer.
Go.
And Galvez pumps and scores along the baseline. Good patient body control there by Carson Galvez. He has 4 points. The McDonald lead is back to three. Eli Stepp goes for the steal. Melts gets by him. Melts goes glass and scores. Right side from about 12 feet out. 4 points for Timmy Melts, who averages almost 19 per game. 22-21 McDonald. Cross-court skip, Eli Stepp. Stepp, 4-3, too strong. Rebound pulled in by Straub of Ladysmith. They have a chance to regain the lead. Right side, Andrew Lehman. Lehman head fake, pulls up, 16-foot jumper along the baseline. No, rebound to Straub, and a whistle and a foul on Nathan Hazel. As Straub just had a little bit better angle on that basketball. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Hazel will step out with his first foul. David Anderson back in. Exactly 3 minutes on the clock. Inbounds to Andrew Lehman. Right back to Ashton Clark. Throws up top Timmy Melts. Melts high off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul. Melts will be shooting two. Fifth foul on McDonald. And they will call Carson Galvez with that one. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Melts at the line, chance to tie or regain the lead with a couple makes here for the Lumberjacks. First free throw off the front of the rim. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Timmy Melts, the senior second free throw is perfect. We're tied at 22. 2:50 to go first half. Back and forth.
A little bit of a defensive battle, really.
Yes, indeed. Jordan Secor, right wing, guarded by Braden Little. High post feed, handoff. Cooper Mittermeier back to Carson Galvez, playing catch on the left wing. Jordan Secor, right side. Cale Holm in front of the Ladiesman student section. Long cross-court skip from the left corner for three. Cooper Mittermeier can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, McDonald. David Anderson fights it back out. Jordan Secor up top. Weaves his way down the lane. Hangs in the air. Blocked hard, but a foul. That one going to go against Andrew Lehman. As Secor went down heavily, but 2:22 to play and a 22-22 score. Secor will shoot two. That is the eighth whistle against Ladysmith. First free throw, back rim. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. Second one long as well for Jordan Secora. We stay tied at 22. Ladysmith basketball moving left to right here in the first half. 2:14 to go. Timmy Melts hands off to Braden Little. Little shoots it down to Strop. Strop throws to Adam Schilling, who was standing out of bounds. And Strop got bumped.
He did.
Lost control.
He was one that was out of control there, and he thought there was going to be a teammate on the side, but wasn't there.
Now McDonald a chance to regain the lead. 22-22. So we traverse under the two-minute mark. In the first half, Cale Holm, left corner, long cross-court skip. Carson Galvez for three, right corner pocket, too strong. Rebound batted out to Cale Holm. Holm will try a three, opposite side, side of the rim, no rebound, batted out to Jordan Secora. David Anderson got a hand on that one.
Yeah, he's just tipping it out.
Cooper Mittermeier up top with a minute 43 to play, 22-22. Baskets hard to come by tonight for both teams. David Anderson right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier holding. One dribble, then back to Jordan Secor in front of the Ladysmith student section. Regional semifinal. David Anderson in the paint, kick out. He'll drop down along the baseline, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald. Carson Galvez, they were looking for him along that left block, and he lost control of it. And Ladysmith, minute 21, now their chance to take control, to take the lead at least. Braden Little will take his time walking it across that L logo at midcourt. Little looking for Timmy Melts, who's working hard without the ball. Melts up top, Strop. Hands off to Lehman. Lehman back to Strop. They'll drop it down, right block extended. Strop attacking into the paint, runs into a double team, throws it up top. Now a race for the ball. Saved back. Over and back by the Lumberjacks as Andrew Lehman made a valiant effort to try to save it back across midcourt, but to no avail.
58 seconds here. Let's see if we can't take the lead into half here.
Under a minute to play. First half, 22-22. Carson Galvez up top. Swings right side. David Anderson outside the arc. Jordan Secora high on the right wing to Cale Holm up top. Ball fake. Holm driving down the left side. Drops it down low. Stolen away by Ladysmith. A no-look pass attempt. Goes the other way for the Lumberjacks. Little driving down the left side. Into the corner. Look at a three. That one good. For Melts. Timmy Melts. 3-point lead, 25-22, Ladysmith. 26 seconds to play. Last time these two teams tangled, Ladysmith made a run right before the half as well. Cale Holm up top. Holm left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Little runner comes up short. Offensive rebound, David Anderson goes up strong. No, offensive rebound again. Carson Galvez, that shot won't go down. Knocked out of bounds. Save back to McDonald. Now a fight for the ball. A tie up in possession going to Ladysmith with 5.6 seconds to play. McDonald, couple golden opportunities down there.
A lot of bodies down there.
5.6 seconds to play. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO. Full timeout. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Final seconds of the first half, one possession ball game in this regional semifinal. Ladysmith leads McDonald 25-22. McDonald will pressure everyone but the inbounder as Cole Stropp will inbound. Finds Melts. Melts crosses over across the timeline. Braden Little, rather, kicking to the right corner. That's Melts for three to beat the buzzer, and he will. Two straight triples for Timmy Melts, and momentum swinging the way of the Ladysmith Lumberjacks as they lead by six going into the half. 28-22, our halftime score. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll have your halftime highlights, stats, analysis, and more. All that coming up in 3.5, a two-possession game here in the regional semifinal from Ladysmith.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Whether it's an education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Halftime here in Ladysmith. A seesaw affair in the first half by the Lumberjacks with two late threes courtesy of senior Timmy Meltz have taken a two-possession lead 28-22 at the break. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. And again, it's been a defensive battle so far, and we thought maybe coming into it that could favor McDonald a little bit more, as they probably would prefer the game to be played a little bit lower scoring. But again, it's just been both teams digging in. Maybe some nerves, maybe some fatigue, or maybe it's just two great teams going at it.
Yeah, and again, you know, Ladysmith's going to live and die by that three-pointer. Right now they're kind of halfway alive with it, with the Melts hitting a couple of them.
I mean,
yeah,
15 of their 28 and, points.
And we've got two from Grant Smisky. So, again, I think watching our offense play against them with that, with their high post running in and out, I think the McDonald offense is doing a very nice job, better than what they started the game with, let's say, because everybody was out on the perimeter. And I think that's what Coach Schilling didn't like about the last game, was too many people out on the perimeter. We got to keep driving that middle, pick up some fouls there, and then convert those little bunnies.
The scoring looked like this for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Five players have scored, led by 11 from Timmy Melton. Again, he had that 6-0 run all on his own with the two threes in the final couple minutes. Lewis Zimmer with 8 points, then four, and two of those three-pointers of Ladysmith's five makes from beyond the arc. Four for Cole Straub, three for Andrew Lehman, and two for Manny Moore. On the other side, for the McDonald Max, Grant Smisky has hit two triples. He has 8 points, the lead the way for McDonald, as seven different players have scored, so 8 for Smisky, then 4 for Carson Galvez, 3 apiece for Jordan Sikora and Mason Bussey, 2 for Eli Stepp, and 1 apiece for David Anderson and Nathan Hazel. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. Then the second half begins. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports at the half. McDonald trails by 6.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Before the second half begins, it's our halftime tradition here on WOGO Sports. Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We got Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney's down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joy Kavishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Arizona. Sarah Passenbovey and Kristen Levesser, both in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen is in security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Jeff Link is in the Air Force at Aviano Air Force Base. Brandon Anderson is in the Navy from Colfax. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad, is in at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Ellie Eckes is in the Army National Guard, getting ready to be commissioned as a second lieutenant. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi High grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver and his wife, Grace Tyson, are getting ready to have their first baby here in April at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. And we're very, very happy to have this list as much as we have it. I wish we could have grown it a little bit, and it's not too late. We still have at least one more call out coming up. If anybody's got anything to add to this, please let us know. And a huge thank you to all of our military.
Again, we can't thank you enough for all you do, and thank you for, again, the security and safety you bring to this great nation. Second half begins with McDonald trailing 28-22. Now moving left to right here as we look at it from high above the court here at Ladysmith. Carson Galvez at the high post swings to Nathan Hazel. Jordan Sikora, Cale Holm, and Cooper Mittermeier, original starting five for head coach Adam Schilling.
Ladysmith is in a man-to-man defense.
Right side, Jordan Sikora. It's been a chess match, too, with the teams trading defenses. At the left block, little runner along the baseline, too strong for Cale Holm. Rebound to Manny Moore of Ladysmith. 17-15 to play. Standing on the logo at midcourt is Braden Little. Little loops a pass to Meltz. Meltz driving baseline, blocking foul called on McDonald on Carson Galvez. First whistle of the second half. It's time, tax time, and time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or go to Wurzgala.com. First free throw off the mark for Timmy Meltz. Trying to extend this to a three-possession advantage for Ladysmith. Second attempt is good. 29-22, the Lumberjacks lead McDonald. Meltz now with 12 points. Almost a minute into the second half. Cale Holm high on the left. Finds senior Cooper Mittermeier between the circles against senior Braden Little. Carson Galvez, the right elbow. Swings it left corner, Jordan Sikora. Sikora drops it down to Nathan Hazel. Hazel in the paint, fights a pass out to Cale Holm. Holm at the foul line, flips it out Carson Galvez. And some dangerous passes as the hands constantly in the passing lanes, yes, for Ladysmith. Galvez up top. Right side, Cale Holm. Holm to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier goes between his legs. Left side feed, Jordan Sikora. Down to Carson Galvez. Galvez over the top of Manny Moore. Rolls the shot in.
A little mismatch there. Give him the ball.
29-24. McDonald down 5-6 points for Carson Galvez. 16-15 and counting to go here in the second half from Ladysmith. You're on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Pull up from the right elbow. No rebound. Snapped down by Carson Galvez. These are Cooper Mittermeier. Lead feet ahead, Jordan Sikora. Sikora back to Carson. Carson walked with the basketball. I couldn't decide whether to take the three or drive it, and the official's right on top of that call. Chippewa Auto Body and Service here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Remains a five-point lead for Ladysmith, 29-24. 2 minutes and change into the second half. Melts right wing for Braden Little, guarded by Cooper Mittermeier. Drops down to the right block. That's Andrew Lehman. Lehman for Manny Moore, high on the right up top, Timmy Melts. Melts puts on the floor with the left hand, pulls up with a runner off the glass, and good. Melts heating up.
He's got that down.
Melts now with 14 points. Seven-point lead for Ladysmith. Jordan Sikora up top, Carson Galvez. Galvez directing traffic, right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Up top, Sikora swings left for Galvez into the left corner, Cale Holm. They'll drop it down to the post. Nathan Hazel out to Jordan Sikora. Extra pass, the work back to Cooper Mittermeier. Almost has his pocket picked by Melts. Sikora swings into the right corner. Carson Galvez driving his way into the paint. Hooks it up with the left hand. No, missed one from low on the left. Got around his man, couldn't convert. A layman for a transition three, splashes it. Timeout taken by Coach Adam Schilling. 34-24, largest lead for either team tonight. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket, or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240. Metropolis Resort.
Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, 14:50 to play in this WIAA Division 4 regional semifinal. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Greg Stewart at the WOGO Studios in Halley, our on-site video producer for the WOGO Sports Live video stream, is Sam Averly. McDonald down 10, 34-24, first double-digit lead for either team tonight. Cooper Mittermeier, long cross-court feed, Jordan Sikora. Finds Carson Galvez, gets his man in the air, hangs in the air, and scores himself. 34-26, good response coming out of the timeout. McDonald getting an easy basket. Carson Galvez with eight. McDonald trails by eight. Andrew Lehman pulls out from just inside the foul line. He's starting to feel it. Back to a 10-point lead. Andrew Lehman now has eight. 36-26, pass thrown away by Cooper Mittermeier. The steal by Lehman. Lehman finds Manny Moore, gets his defender in the air. Pass looped away and stolen by Cale Holm of McDonald. Cale finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier passes up the three. Cooper, runner, comes up short, fighting for the rebound along the baseline, saved by Manny Moore to Braden Little. Right side, Andrew Lehman. Up top, Manny Moore. 36-26, Ladysmith. 4 minutes into the second half. A little spacing issue up top near the logo for the Lumberjacks. He'll get it worked out. Lehman up top. Again, he's feeling it. Back rim on the three. No. Rebound Sikora.
That was a set play there for that three-pointer.
Cooper Mittermeier off the screen from Carson Galvez. Looking on the roll, can't find him. Left side, Nathan Hazel. Hazel driving baseline. Bounce out to Cale Holm in the right corner. Quick closeout by Braden Little. Holm driving baseline into a crowd. Kick into the left corner. Bobbling the ball for a bit. Kick out. Cooper Mittermeier for three. Splashed it. And that's one McDonald needed. Cooper Mittermeier off the feed. It's his first three of the night. His first points of the night. 36-29. McDonald down seven. Right side for Timmy Melts. McDonald coming out to trap. And a quick nickel dimer on Cale Holm. That's their third. Lady Smith has not committed a foul in the second half. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. 7-point lead for Ladysmith here on their home floor in the regional semi. Strop up top, guarded by Cooper Mittermeier. Leaves for Meltz with a foot on the logo at midcourt. Shoots a pass high post. They've got a man wide open. That's Strop, and Strop, an easy layup.
They kind of lose him down there.
Strop has 6 points, 38-29, a 9-point lead for Ladysmith, almost one-third of the way through the second half. Eli Stepp back out there along with David Anderson and Grant Smisky. Stepp works his way into the paint, hangs, comes up short from 6 feet. 12-14 to play. 38-29, Ladysmith. Left side, Timmy Meltz, guarded closely by Jordan Sikora. Meltz lost his footing for just a moment, now recovers. Right side, threw it almost away, but no. Quick hands by Braden Little. 11:54 to go. Little shoots into the left corner. That's Ashton Clark. Clark with Grant Smisky right in his face, finds a cutting Timmy Meltz. Meltz scores, driving hard to the basket down the left side of the lane. Largest lead of the night, 11 points. 40-29. Grant Smisky at the right block. Smisky along the baseline. Eli Stepp to Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving down the lane, hangs in the air. Wild shot, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Ladysmith. It'll be McDonald basketball underneath the hoop. Grant Smisky will trigger it in there. Standing on the eye of Lumber Jills along that baseline. Throws into Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. Sikora right side. Right block extended, Grant Smisky. McDonald down 11. A lot of time left. They need to value every possession here if you're McDonald. Smisky to David Anderson up top. Back to Smisky. Trying to look to the post. Nothing there. Cooper Mittermeier, far corner. Cooper the senior to David Anderson, fellow senior, finds Eli Stepp. Stepp driving in hard. Hangs in the air. No, but a foul. Eli Stepp will earn a trip to the foul line, shooting two with 10:57 to play here in the second half.
Boy, I thought that was going to go on Lehman, but it went on Clark.
First free throw for Eli Stepp, the junior. Off the front of the rim and in. 40-30. Stepp now with 3 points, all from the foul line. 10-point game with 10:57 remaining. Second free throw for the McDonald junior on the way. That got one's it. Perfect. Snaps the net. 40-31. Now McDonald coming up with some backcourt pressure. In a 9-point game. Little harassed by Eli Stepp. Gets past him, shoots to the right corner. Ashton Clark back to Little. Little puts on the floor with the left hand. Leaves for Clark, gives it back to Little, high on the right. 10:41 to play. 40-31 Ladysmith. In this regional semi, winner faces the winner of Clear Lake and Colfax tomorrow night. Another whistle and a cheap foul by McDonald, 30 feet from the bucket. That one's going to go against Jordan Sikora, just his second, team's third. Timeout on the floor, 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Max Basketball and WOGO, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or just finally add that extra bathroom that your family's been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, 839-0707, or wirzgala.com. 40-31 ball game. Ladysmith with the lead and the basketball coming out of their timeout. from head coach Jason Lehman. 10:28 to go. Timmy melts. Right elbow. Slides a bounce pass in the left corner. Ashton Clark. Clark leaves for Andrew Lehman. Lehman guarded by David Anderson. Smiskey comes out a double pass with Ashton Clark. Left block extended. Finds Braden Little up top. Guarded by Eli Stepp now. Along the baseline, Ashton Clark. Clark goes off the glass. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Stropp. Offensive rebound, and Ladysmith retains possession.
Yeah, that was a big rebound for Ladysmith.
Driving in hard. Melts. No. Another rebound loose. And who's going to have it? Cooper Mittermeier scrabbling for it. Grant Smiskey is loose on the floor. And Ladysmith takes it back near midcourt. Just hustling. Drive knocked away by McDonald. And finally, the Macs come out of there with possession. Grant Smiskey bodied up. Left wing, trying to keep it loose. Finds Eli Stepp, driving baseline. Stepp hangs in the air, no, but a foul.
You know, Eli's just going
to play.
Take the ball to the rim there.
Constant attack mode.
That's number four on Clark.
So Ashton Clark picks up his fourth foul, the team's second. And Eli Stepp will take a moment to straighten his shoe, and then we'll go to the line here shooting a pair. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. First free throw for the McDonald Jr. Eli Stepp is perfect, 40-32. Max creeping back a little closer with the clock stopped. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com or call 715-723-1037. The second free throw, that is good, 40-33. Making good on a pair of free throws is Eli Stepp. Seven-point ball game.
All of his points are from the line.
Trapped at midcourt, able to sneak a bounce pass through to Andrew Lehman. Lehman puts on the floor the left hand, lost his balance, finds Stropp, throws into the corner, knocked away, and Ladysmith lost it out of bounds, or no? Staying with the Lumberjacks. The officials conferring, and it will be Ladysmith basketball.
Yeah, I don't know how that. It might have bounced out of bounds. We can't see it from here, but.
Hang on, our view a little impeded. 9:14 to play here in the second half. Seven-point game. Lumberjacks basketball. Thrown off of Jordan Secor and back out of bounds. And Timmy Meltz will slide about a foot to his right. And we'll do this again.
Ladysmith's having a hard time getting this ball in.
Meltz still waiting. Finds Zimmer and a whistle and a foul on McDonald. David Anderson, I believe, will be called for that one. The team's fourth. Called for a hold with 9:13 to play. And now an inbound from the baseline for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks with two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Inbounds to Zimmer, guarded by David Anderson in the left corner. Zimmer finds Stropp. Another whistle? Oh, goodness.
Yeah. That was really ticky-tacky there. But
that's the fifth foul on McDonald.
With 9:07 and... Man, we don't want to put him at the line this early.
Only one left to give. That one goes against Grant Smiskey, his first. Another inbound play coming up here for the Lumberjacks. Throw left side for Timmy Meltz. Meltz against Jordan Secora. Up top, Stropp. Back to Meltz. Secora right in his chest. Meltz crosses over on him. Again, the runner. That one back rim. No, Meltz grabs his own rebound. Knocked away by McDonald. David Anderson has it. Jordan Secora to Eli Stepp, right corner. Stepp drives into the lane, right block, looks for David Anderson down the lane, it scores!
Nice feed, nice find there by Eli.
40-35, five-point game. McDonald hassling pressure in the backcourt. Almost knocked away. Pass shot down for an easy layup, though, on the other side. That was Zimmer.
Yeah, if they break that press, they don't have much help left.
Grant Smiskey goes behind his back, deep in the paint. Back up top, Jordan Secora. Eli Stepp now in the left corner. Seven-point game, 42-35. Stepp, follow-away jumper, rims in and out. Rebound, fought for, and David Anderson's going to pick up McDonald's sixth foul. Just better position there by Zimmer.
David's third, but he's out there. He's fighting. He's not going to give up. He's a senior. He's going to play hard.
8:10 left. McDonald with some full-court pressure coming up here on the inbound. Timmy Melts throws a baseball pass ahead of the pack to everyone and an easy layup.
Oh.
That was Braden Little. Someone fell down for McDonald and Braden Little. That's his first basket of the entire game. 44-35. So far, Ladysmith not having a lot of trouble breaking the McDonald pressure. Jordan Secorda, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three, left corner. They really could have used that one. Too strong. 7:47. Still plenty of time left. The Macs need to get some stops and string together some scoring. Cale Holm about to come back in for McDonald and Coach Adam Schilling. Stop up top.
Cooper just got
another
push.
Foul on McDonald. Away from the ball, and that will send Lehman to the line, shooting a 1-1. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Seven whistles against McDonald in the second half, just two against Ladysmith, with 7:36 left in a 44-35 ball game.
Yeah, they're saying
just
Cooper.
Cooper's still trying to get an explanation on that, but it's been just kind of slogging through mud for McDonald in this entire game. First free throw is good. Make it 45-35. Andrew Lehman, his first free throw attempt, I believe, tonight. Second attempt on the way. That one is good as well. Hit a pair. Back to the largest lead of the night, 46-35 for Ladysmith. 7:33 to play. Jordan Secorda loops it across the floor. Hits it back left side. Cooper Mittermeier, Cale Holm. Mittermeier to Jordan Secorda. Secorda across the foul line. Max trailing by 11. Holm holding high on the left. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier lost his handle. Gives it back to Cale high on the left wing outside the arc. Holm to Jordan Secorda. Secorda just inside the foul line, hangs in the air off the mark from 4 feet out. Little will take it across the logo. Under 7 minutes to play, 11-point ball game. McDonald trailing here at Ladysmith. And the Lumberjacks in the bonus. So McDonald's going to need to get some scoring done pretty quickly here.
Yeah, but Ladysmith's going to be content to run some clock here, it looks like.
Cole Strop right wing. Whistling a foul, and that will send Stropp to the line with a 1-1. 6:34 to play. 46-35 advantage for the Lumberjacks, and Cole Stropp, the 5'9" junior, will go to the line, and he will shoot a 1-1 here. Eighth team foul on McDonald. First free throw, off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Grant Smisky. The possession McDonald certainly needs to capitalize on here.
No, we need to make a little bit of a run here.
Jordan Secorda finds Carson Galvez. Secorda high on the right against Timmy Melts. Right side, Grant Smisky. Smisky drives to the right block. Out to Carson Galvez to Cale Holm. Holm for three, left corner. That one rims in and out. Timmy Melts pulls down the rebound. He's trapped along the baseline, finds Lehman. And a whistle and a timeout by Coach Lehman. Actually, he prevented his team from getting a breakaway layup. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Max playoff basketball in a regional semifinal. 6:05 remaining in the game, 46-35. McDonald down 11, but serious foul trouble for the Macs. They've committed eight, just two for Ladysmith, and it's Lumberjacks basketball. Again, these next 2 to 3 minutes, pretty critical for McDonald.
Yes.
Strop to inbound against full court pressure. Finds Little. Melts on the run. Melts down the left side of the lane. Pumps, goes up strong, rattles it in. 48-35, the largest lead of the night, just keeps extending for Ladysmith. 13-point advantage. Winner moves on to a regional final tomorrow night. Jordan Sikora spins a blur down the lane and scores. Makes it 48-37. Jordan Sikora, nice take, his first basket of the second half. 5.5 minutes remaining. Timmy Melts up top, he's doubled. Finds Strop in the left corner, and a whistle and a foul on Carson Galvez. As Strop will go to the line, this will be the last 1-1. Third foul on Carson. Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations. EauClaireLASIK.com. Strop hits the first free throw. Makes it 49-37. Cole Strop 1-for-2 from the foul line. Second free throw to hit the 50-point mark. He'll hit the back rim. Rebound fought for and won by McDonald. Zimmer went down, and so did Jordan Sikora. Grant Smiski, left corner. Cale Holm pops off at three. That one rims in and out, and McDonald can just not buy a bucket from beyond the arc.
Cale hasn't hit one all night.
Unfortunately, that's what happened in the game in December as well, too.
Yes.
Just the team as a whole struggling in this gym for whatever reason. Zimmer in the left corner. Under five to play. 12-point lead for Ladysmith. Drive down the lane, a nice feed. And Braden Little scores, 51-37. 4:45 to play. Carson Galvez high on the left. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier working against Little. Goes behind his back. Driving down the lane. Finds Cale Holm. Holm lost it on the way to the hoop. Out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald. With 4:32 left. Double bonus for Ladysmith on the next max foul. And McDonald with Coach Adam Schilling getting an explanation here from the official on something maybe on that last call. Full court pressure here for the max. Again, have to be aggressive now. Inbounds to Ashton Clark. Clark picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Finds Timmy Melts safely across the timeline, and Melts is bumped from behind by Jordan Sikora, and Melts will go to the line. And again, this will be double bonus, so two free throws. 4:25 left, but the crowd here at Ladysmith starting to feel like they're in a good spot to move on to a regional final. Up 14. First free throw is short for Timmy Melts. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw rattles in for Melts. 52-37, 15-point lead. Grant Smiski across the timeline. Smiski goes behind his back. He had 8 points in the first half. Smiski battles his way down. Muscles went up for two. 52-39. Max now needs some steals and or misses from the free throw line. From the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, who lead 52-39. Reach and foul on Cooper Mittermeier, trying to knock it loose with 4:04 remaining. The calls in the second half have come thick and fast against McDonald. And probably three, four of them, the little nickel dimers, not saying that they weren't good calls, just not the ones you wanted to give here in the second half when you're down. First free throw is good for Lehman. 53-39. Andrew Lehman's had a strong second half. Carson Galvez will take a seat with three fouls, the 4:04 to play. 53-39, Ladysmith. Second attempt coming up here for Lehman, and he will hit a pair. 54-39. Smiski at the point for McDonald. Smiski down the right side of the lane, lost the handle at the right block, stolen away by the Lumberjacks. Feed ahead to Timmy Melts. Melts fending off Jordan Sikora and Cooper Mittermeier, drops it down to Ashton Clark. Clark finds Strop. Strop cutting to the basket. Layup doesn't go down. Rebound loose and dug out and pushed to Cale Holm. Holm across the timeline. Finds Eli Step left corner. Step. Beautiful bounce pass down. Low kick out. Grant Smiski for three. That one nicks off the front of the iron. Timmy Melts far side of the floor. 3:29 to play. Braden Lill gets inside. His defender scores, counted, and a foul. 56-39 with 3:26 left. And now Lady Smith really starting to feel it. Braden Little has just 6 points all in the second half, though. There's 3:26 separating them from birth in a regional final, which they could host depending on the outcome of the Colfax and Clear Lake game. Braden Little for the three-point play. He'll hit the free throw as well. 57-39. 3:26 left. Grant Smiski letting the ball roll in front of him, trying to leave as many of those precious seconds on as possible. Eli Stepp doubled, flips it out. Cooper Mittermeier travel on Eli. Lost his balance.
Yep, they're trying maybe a little too hard right now.
3:18 left. And McDonald with full court pressure. Timmy Meltz throws it in near the opposite three-point line to Manny Moore. Ashton Clark now in the backcourt at his own foul line. Finds Andrew Lehman. Lehman bodied up the backcourt, crosses over, gets it safely across the timeline, flips it to Ashton Clark. Beautiful pass and a score. 20-point lead for Lady Smith. Ashton Clark, that was his first basket.
Yes.
59-39. Cale Holm looking for his first three. No, but he is fouled and will go to the line shooting three with the clock stopped with 2:53 remaining.
See if we can make some free throws here anyway.
Cale at the line shooting three. His team trailing by 20, 59-39. First attempt for the McDonald Jr. is good. 59-40.
His first points of the night.
And the Macs hoping to shoot a little better than they did the last time on this floor, as Holm rims out the second free throw, but unfortunately it just hasn't come to fruition.
No.
To 59-40, Ladysmith, third free throw attempt for Cale Holm. That one rims out as well. 1 for 3 from that trip. Again, any foul puts Ladysmith at the line, shooting two. Timmy Meltz right side, bumped by Eli Stepp. And Meltz will go to the line. The 2:43 remaining, shooting a pair of free throws. Metropolis Resorts in Eau Claire, the perfect spring break destination, with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. First free throw rims out for Timmy Meltz.
If there's any bright spot, I guess it's Ladysmith struggling at the line in this game.
Unfortunately, the game's feeling a little out of reach for McDonald, unless there's some max magic remaining in the final 2:43. Second free throw is good for Meltz. 60-40, back to a 20-point advantage for the home team. Grant Smiski in the backcourt, looking for help. Shoots it across the floor laterally to Cooper Mittermeier. Finds Jordan Sikora. Right corner, Eli Stepp for three. Stepp three on the way. Book it for McDonald. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, Proud to back the Mavs. 2 minutes, 28 seconds remaining in this regional semifinal. Ladysmith leads McDonald 60-43. They will inbound against some full court pressure.
All four seniors on the floor along with Eli.
And a little guy carrying some popcorn as well, actually. Inbounds to Manny Moore. Ladysmith, great ball movement against the pressure. Timmy Melts left side, finds Manny Moore. Moore cutting along the baseline as Ladysmith contend to run clock here. Right side, Andrew Lehman against Jordan Sikora. Sikora up top, Timmy Melts. Whistle and a foul on Eli Stepp, and Melts will go to the line with 2 minutes 10 seconds remaining. Contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. There's the first free throw down for Ladysmith. Get a free quote now. State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. That's MichelleMua.com. MichelleMua.com. Timmy Melts has had a fine game, as you might expect from a senior, averages nearly 19 per contest. Second free throw is good as well. It's at 62-43, 19-point advantage for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, as they're just over 2 minutes away from advancing to tomorrow night's regional final here at the WIAA Division IV tournament. Grant Smiski, pass knocked away, stolen by Melts, but Melts lost it out of bounds. No. Okay, they're going to say it's Ladysmith basketball. Oh, maybe he just signaled the wrong way.
Yeah.
All right. Again, there was a little kerfuffle far side of the floor there.
I think, you know, they sometimes refs say off of white, and that's what you hear, you know, saying it's black's ball, but it went off of white.
McDonald inbound with Grant Smiski. Loops up top. Eli Stepp with a minute 53 to play. Stepp down the lane, runs it up and in, and scores. Eli Stepp, no quit in the junior. 62-45. McDonald trailing by 17. Whistle in the backcourt for a foul, and Ladysmith will trudge the other way again to shoot two.
Jordan just picked up his fourth.
Eli Stepp had a bundle of points from the foul line to start the game. That was his first field goal from inside the three-point line. Cole Stropp will be shooting two in a 62-45 ball game. First free throw rims out. All around the iron and out for Cole Stropp. 1:46 left. Second attempt. That one is good. 63-45 Ladysmith. Cole Stropp notches another free throw. Eli Stepp just outside the arc. Finds David Anderson, the senior, backing his man down. Twists one up and too strong off the front of the rim. It caroms away. Melts fouled in the backcourt by Eli Stepp, going hard for that steal, and Stepp will send Timmy Melts to the line with 92 seconds remaining in this game, 63-45. Coming up will be our Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. First free throw is good for Melts. 64-45 Ladysmith. And subs coming in.
Jesse and Matthews,
the 6-foot junior.
And David.
David Anderson will get his salute. Well earned. As Coach Adam Schilling will give his seniors a chance to be recognized by the McDonald faithful. Second free throw is good for Melts. And it's 65-45. Whistle in the backcourts. I believe on Andrew Lehman with a minute 31 left. It's just the fourth foul on Ladysmith. They had a little foul trouble in the first half. They played clean here in the second.
The coach was trying to get some a whistle in the clock stoppage so that Coach Schilling could get his seniors recognized.
Steal far side of the floor as Cooper Mittermeier lost it. Ahead to Little. Little drives hard and scores down the left side of the lane. 67-45. Minute 13 remaining. Timeout taken by head coach Adam Schilling. Back in 30 seconds with the conclusion here on WOGO. Back in half a minute.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Approaching the final minute of this one, WIA Division 4 tournament here on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you live from Ladysmith, where the home team Ladysmith Lumberjacks lead by 22-67-45 with a minute 9 remaining in this game. Jordan Zakora loses his footing for a moment, kicks back out to Cooper Mittermeier for a 3, back rim, no, offensive rebound, Grant Smisky. Smisky goes up hard, no, offensive rebound, put back, yes, Jordan Zakora flying high in the air. 67-47, whistle in the backcourt. And Ladysmith will jog the other way with Braden Little shooting 2 free throws. 54.6 left on the clock. Again, in the post-class post-game show, we'll, of course, have your stats and highlights. But, again, our annual salute to the seniors.
Luke Anderson's about ready to come in here. Isaac's taking off his warm-ups.
First free throw is good for Braden Little. 68-47. Luke Anderson comes in, and Jordan Zakora will get a hug from his coaches as he comes to the bench for the final time, the senior. Getting a standing ovation from the crowd here. Timmy Meltz also being recognized by the Ladysmith faithful as his season will continue.
Grant Smisky
now to be recognized by McDonald as crowd rising to its feet. Isaac Crawford comes in with 54.6 left, 68-47. Ladysmith with the lead. And Isaac Crawford apparently has to check back into the game. And now they'll call him in, I believe.
I think Isaac can come in because we're short a guy.
21-point game, Braden Little at the line.
So Cooper's the last senior that coach will get off the floor.
And Little hits the free throw, makes it 69-47. With 54.6 seconds remaining, and Little now will come out of the game. He's recognized by his teammates.
And there is Cooper.
And Cooper Mittermeier, the McDonald senior. Hugs all around as McDonald, for the second straight year, will advance to the regional semi, but not go beyond that in this Division IV tournament. Coming into a very tough veteran Ladysmith team tonight. Meanwhile, 3 missed from the just right of the circle for Eli Stepp. 43 seconds left. Substitutions have come in for Ladysmith as well, including Axel Smith, who's handling the ball right now, the 5'10" junior. Cash Labrie, 5'9" freshman for Coach Lehman. Also out there, Charlie Zimmer, the 6'5" senior. Smith up top with 27 seconds to play. 69-47 Ladysmith. And they'll take on the winner of Colfax and Clear Lake. So again, Ladysmith of Colfax is able to pull the upset. We'll host here tomorrow night. 13 seconds remaining. A 69-47 ball game. Crowd rises to its feet as Ladysmith will dribble out the final 3 seconds, and the clock hits zeros here at the home of the Lumberjacks. And congratulations to Ladysmith, the number 4 seed. They move on. Your final score, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks 69, your McDonald Max 47. Don't go away. Again, we want to give a proper send-off to our seniors. Talk with head coach Adam Schilling one final time this season as well. But the basketball season does come to a close here tonight on the boys' side. Of course, we'll have the girls tomorrow night in that sectional final. But McDonald falls to 16-10 on the season. A fine season. Season in which they tested themselves endlessly with tough non-conference competition. Ladysmith, their 20th victory of this campaign. They are now 20-6 on the year. Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Muir in Chippewa Falls. Coming up, for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and any model, call Post-Glass and Muir in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmuir.com. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO McDonald Falls on the road in Ladysmith.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome you into the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Muir in Chippewa Falls. McDonald Falls in the WIAA Division IV Regional Semi for the second time in as many seasons, this time at the hands of the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, 69-47. And again, on the road the last 2 years after that first home game, you'd love to be able to earn more home games, be playing quality opponents like this on your home floor. Ladysmith, just a phenomenal team. As we learned before the game, McDonald struggling with some sickness. Again, not to take anything away from Ladysmith. No. They were just the better team here tonight. And again, senior led, they just were phenomenal defensively. McDonald struggled offensively, just like the last time they were here, unfortunately. Ladysmith getting the job done and earning their trip to the regional championship.
It's a very athletic team also. Yes. Very athletic. They did a nice job controlling the ball, took their time, found open people down there, breaking that zone when McDonald was in a zone defense. McDonald going to man-to-man, kind of did a nice job against the man-to-man defense too. So, yeah, Ladysmith just did a good job of running their offense and, getting some nice baskets. And, again, they hit the threes. They were pretty deadly from the threes early on. Didn't kind of finish well. They ended up with, looks like, six. I got them down four. And I think they had five in the first half.
Yeah.
So, kind of slowed them down a little bit that way. But, again, made some nice cuts basket, made some easy baskets that way. Again, the McDonald boys, coming out of that six-point deficit at halftime, took them a little bit to get going, and then they just never kind of regained any kind of composure there in that second half.
And that was really the turning point in the game, I think, was Meltz's two threes at the end of the half.
Yes.
And we saw that, honestly, we saw that the first time that McDonald came here in mid-December as well, too, as Ladysmith led by, I believe, 9 points at the half in that game, ended up winning by eight. But again, it was a surge late in the half where it was very closely contested, pretty evenly matched. And again, in both of the games here at Ladysmith, the Lumberjacks able to make a surge right before the half. And again, McDonald just not quite able to recover from that.
Right, some cold shooting from a couple of people out there. Kale just couldn't buy a basket. He had some good looks at the basket. He usually makes a lot of threes out there. He didn't have any tonight, and we only had, one from Eli, one from Cooper, and two from Grant. And Cooper, was throwing up a lot there too. And we just couldn't get the threes to fall, so then you got to go into the middle. And I think the McDonald boys did a nice job of breaking that defense down and getting some looks in the middle there too. So, some good things happening there.
Again, McDonald falls 69-47. We'll get you the leading scores. We'll see if we can chat with head coach Adam Schilling one final time this season as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Your game highlights coming up as well. Back in three on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We're back in three on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass in Mir and Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you from Ladysmith High School's McDonald Falls in the WIA Division 4 Tournament 69-47 here in the regional semi. And moving on will be the Ladysmith Lumberjacks to face the winner of Clear Lake and Colfax. We'll see if we can talk with head coach Adam Schilling. Again, assuming that he wants a little extra time with his team here tonight. Again, a lot of seniors as we'll salute them in turn. Grant Smisky, Cooper Mittermeier, David Anderson, and Jordan Sikora, part of that wonderful senior class. Again, that has given so much to this McDonald basketball program. Looking at the leading scorers for both sides, statistics looked like this. Seven players scored for Ladysmith, 24 for Timmy Meltz. Again, he got a lot of points at the end of the game from the foul line, but those 2 3-pointers that he hit right at the end of the first half were, again, game-changing here as Coach Adam Schilling, kind enough to join us here on the WOGO post-game show, post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And, Coach, again, a tough opponent here in Ladysmith, and looking at this game, knew it was going to be difficult coming in, and unfortunately saw similar to what happened in December, where it was just really difficult to get a basket, especially from outside the arc tonight. We'll see if we can get Coach back up here. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. I thought they played outstanding defense without fouling, and again, we had some good looks early. They didn't quite fall, and then once you're playing from behind against a team like that, it's awfully tough to come back. But our boys stuck with it. They kept fighting, and that's all you can really ask for.
Coach, again, it's been a season where you tested yourself all throughout the season with non-conference competition to battle test you for games like this. And yet at the same time, we can't help but think it would have been nice to be playing this one at home. And I know that's a goal we've talked about in the past, too, saying, hey, can we accomplish enough during the regular season to be able to earn some of those home games and then potentially even host a regional final? And I would assume, again, that's one of the goals moving forward as well, too, is to be able to try to be hosting games of this caliber.
Yeah, we had some tough breaks through the season where we lost some close games and things just didn't go our way, and that kind of put us in this position. So, you know, hats off to those guys. They're, you know, a really good team, well coached, and their defense is outstanding. So it's tough to beat a team like that on their home floor.
Coach, there's been a lot of exciting games throughout this season. Again, we always appreciate the opportunity to be along for the ride. But, again, at the end of the season, whenever it comes to a close, we want to be able to salute the seniors. So this senior class here, what have they meant to you, again, being with them day after day for so long?
They're great people. They made me want to be a better coach, and just their commitment, you know, through the ups and downs of the 4 years they were here, I think speaks a lot that they stuck it out. You know, some kids will play a year or two and they don't stick out the 4 years. These guys stuck out 4 years no matter what. And as a coach, that's something that makes you really happy, and it's a good example of the younger kids that you keep fighting, even if things aren't going your way sometimes.
And again, that senior class, Cooper Mittermeier, Grant Smisky, David Anderson, Jordan Sikora. When you look even at the scoring tonight, Coach, 9 different players scored, and again, your junior class coming up as well, too, and they'll be called upon next year to take on an even greater leadership role, and it's not just about who's leading in different statistical categories. I mean, there's a mantle of leadership that's passed from one senior class to the next one.
Yeah, I think, again, they're great examples to the younger kids we got, and hopefully they can step up and fill their shoes next year.
Coach, again, this year's class will be greatly missed. Thank you again for letting us come along for the ride throughout this season. We appreciate you guys so much, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Great. Thank you guys for everything. Appreciate it.
Nice job, Coach.
Yep.
That's head coach Adam Schilling again as McDonald Falls 69 47 here on the road at Ladysmith on WOGO Sports. We'll take another break in just a moment, but again, looking at those leading scores on both sides, 24 points for Timmy Meltz, who is just fantastic tonight for Ladysmith, as they had four different players in double figures, 12 for Andrew Lehman, 11 for Braden Little, and 10 for Lewis Zimmer, 8 for Cole Stropp, 2 for Manny Moore, and 2 for Ashton Clark. On the other side, for McDonald, 9 different players scored. They had 2 in double figures. Eli Stepp with 11 points to lead the way for McDonald. Grant Smisky had 8 huge points in the first half and finished with 10. 8 points for Carson Galvez, the junior, and then 3 for Cooper Mittermeier, 3 for David Anderson, 1 for Nathan Hazel. I should mention, that Jordan Sikora scored 7 here tonight in his final game in a McDonald uniform. Mason Bussey with 3 and Cale Holm with 1 to round out the scoring for McDonald. We'll take another 3-minute break. We've got your first and second half highlights when we come back here on WOGO's McDonald Falls in the regional semi. Back in 3 on WOGO Sports.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher-paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. MetropolisResort.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's postglassandmirror.com. McDonald Falls on the road here at Ladysmith, 69-47. Ladysmith will be moving on the road in a regional final tomorrow night as Clear Lake took care of business on their home floor against Colfax, 51-40. So that'll be an interesting matchup for Ladysmith. The number one seed Clear Lake is a team that McDonald beat by 46 of the Denny Laramie Holiday Tournament. With no disrespect intended for Clear Lake, this was a game that you felt like was the tougher one for McDonald. If they could get past this, certainly a good shot, you would hope, at going on the road and securing a regional championship. But this was the game that they had to win, and tip your cap to a phenomenal Ladysmith team.
Yes, I agree. It's just an athletic team. I can't say that enough. They're well coached. They do a great job out there.
They broke the pressure very easily, and it led to just, again, a lot of easy baskets.
Yes, by doing that, breaking the press, and then they had the guy set up in the corners down there, and when one of them saw that the baseline was going to be wide open, they just cut to the basket, and they got on the ball for easy layups down there. And again, the McDonald boys just, I thought they did a decent job offensively, and again, just couldn't get the ball to fall in.
What can you do? Would you get the looks that you're looking for with your shooters that we've seen, again, so capable of knocking down these shots again and again and again throughout the season? Sometimes it's just not your night, and unfortunately it happened in a one-and-done scenario here in the playoffs.
Yes, and again, good luck to Ladysmith, and we played them twice, and like you said, we played Clear Lake over the Christmas break, and that'll be an interesting game to see how that turns out. But again, I'm watching the McDonald boys down here. There's still plenty of hugs going around from all the seniors to all the rest of them out there. So it's good to see that family of McDonald down there taking care of stuff.
I'm sure we'll see many of them tomorrow night. Yes. At the girls' game sectional final from Altoona. The venue, 6:30 start here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream. It'll be the Durand Arkansas Panthers against our McDonald Lady Max. And that, again, will be for the right to go to state in the WIA Division 4 state tournament. So looking forward to that game tomorrow night. But we need to put a bow on this one, and it'll start with our highlights, and then we'll have a final salute to this year's seniors as well. The first and second half sounded like this on WOGO. One dribble. Back up top, Cooper Mittermeier. High post feed, Jordan Sikora. Sikora drives to the right block.
Oh,
foul!
Got it.
Count it! And a foul!
Nice muscle move there by Jordan.
Jordan Sikora brings McDonald within one. Sikora on the run, goes behind his back right side. Eli Stepp refeeds Sikora, kick out left corner. Grant Smiski wide open for three!
It.
Book it! Smiski with the triple. McDonald retakes the lead. 11-9. A couple defenders. Smiski finds Cooper Mittermeier, right corner, pocket for three, rams in and out, offensive rebound, David Anderson snaps it down. Anderson throws it out to Smiski, left wing. Smiski penetrating into the paint, comes to a jump stop, throws one up with the right hand and scores. Grant Smiski shouldering his way into the paint. 13. Sikora swings to Cooper, right wing. Holding high above his head, high post feed, looped out Grant Smiski. He'll try a three, splash it! Grant Smiski, the triple from the left wing, and he's hot.
Give him the ball.
16-11. Feet down low, Strop wide open for two. Ladysmith, good ball movement. Back to just a three-point deficit. Cole Strop slips, right side Sikora. Straddling the arc. Sikora at the foul line, kick out Eli Stepp. Stepp head fake, driving down the lane, loops one to Mason Bussey. Bussey goes up strong and scores. Counted, and a foul for the Max. The right corner. Quick closeout by Braden Little. Holm driving baseline into a crowd. Kick into the left corner. Bobbling the ball for a bit. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier for three. Splashed it. And that's one McDonald needed. Cooper Mittermeier off the feed. It's his first three of the night. Jordan Sikora to Eli Stepp. Right corner. Stepp drives into the lane. Right block. Looks for David Anderson down the lane. It scores.
Nice feed, nice find there by Eli.
40-35, 5-point game. McDonald hassling pressure in the backcourt. 13-point advantage. Winner moves on to a regional final tomorrow night. Jordan Sikora spins a blur down the lane and scores. Remaining in this game. Jordan Sikora loses his footing for a moment. Kicks back out to Cooper Mittermeier for a three. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Grant Smiski. Smiski goes up hard, no. Offensive rebound, put back, yes.
Jordan Sikora.
Jordan Sikora flying high in the air. And That's how it sounded here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube as McDonald falls on the road in this regional semifinal, 69-47, the final score here on the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass in Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And again, before we look ahead briefly to that game tomorrow night in the sectional final for the Lady Macs, always appropriate to take a moment to not only look ahead to next year for this team, but to salute the ones who are moving on and not returning to the program this year's senior class, starting with Grant Smiske. Again, your quarterback in football,
yes.
Came off the bench here, got a lot of minutes as a reserve, the 5'10" senior, and we saw him tonight, again, second on the team in scoring. Grant embraced his role as a freshman, even. There were some times when he started. I remember a big upset victory as an 8 seed going up to number 1 Clear Lake and winning that game, and Grant started as a freshman that year. But again, as his role developed throughout his 4 seasons here with the McDonald program, he embraced that role of doing whatever was needed, coming off the bench, playing great defense, handling the ball, assists, threes when needed. Grant was just a great team player for this team.
Yes, and I think he got hampered with a little bit of a shoulder injury there too.
Yeah,
coming off of his sophomore year there, and it kind of slowed him down his junior year. You know, maybe took him out of that starting rotation. Yeah, what a phenomenal guy. The kid is just smart. He's a smart kid. He's a great mentor for these young kids, and there's a lot of them young kids that look up to Grant.
David Anderson, also another one of the seniors, but we'll go in numerical order here. So Cooper Mittermeier, the 5'11" senior guard, number 3, a second on the team in points this year. He was second team all-conference. And Cooper, again, of course you think of threes because he is an excellent shooter, but also, again, Cooper just playing great defense as well, able to drop some passes through as we see Grant Smiske coming up to join us one final time here.
Yes.
Grant, we appreciate again as we salute to the seniors. Thank you, Grant, and again, just such great young men that we have here, and evidence of that too, the pain of a loss, but thinking of thanking the radio guys.
Yes,
as
yes.
Well too, and that's again just part of what makes this class a special one. And so again, Cooper Mittermeier, just a phenomenal player for this program, and again, he's developed his more complete game all throughout his years, being more than just a shooter.
Yes, and he got a lot of time on the basketball floor. You know, he's chasing the shadow of his brother Eddie, who was a phenomenal three-point shooter also. But Cooper did a nice job out there as a leader, as a senior leader. It was good to see him do that, and the kid can shoot the threes also. So, Cooper just does a nice job, and I think the kids are going to look up to him. All them young kids look up mm-hmm. to Cooper as a great leader.
Also, David Anderson, 6'1", senior, number 10. David's dynamic with this team changed as the season went on, because I think later on in the stretch run of the conference play and here into the tournament, Coach Schilling really started leaning on David more at times, starting him, getting him off the bench and into the action even earlier, and David is just all-out hustle, all-out effort time to time. He's not necessarily somebody who's going to score 20 points in a game, but he's going to battle for every single rebound, and we saw that even again tonight. David's the type of player that's like, I don't care if I get the stat for the rebound, but I'm sure going to, you know, get a finger on it, tap
yes.
it out to somebody else. Again, just hustle and effort and heart from David Anderson every game.
Yeah, and he's put so much time in off season, you know, in between football, basketball, and I think he's a baseball player too.
Yeah.
But he just does a lot of stuff in the off season to make himself a better athlete. And, you know, and it shows.
Yes.
I mean, the guy is a phenomenal, he was an all-state wide receiver in football. And like you said, he can jump out of the gym. He's just gets up there and taps a ball, you know, contributes in that way. You know,
yeah.
He's not going to, like you said, he's not going to throw down 20 points. He's going to get a couple of points here and there because he deserves it and he fights for it. And he can make those, you know, when he gets those fights underneath there and he comes back up and makes a nice layup, that's what we'll expect that out of David. And again, you know, he's the eldest of the siblings there. There's a big family coming up there. Luke, his brother, is a sophomore. So, you know, and he's taller than David, and he can jump too. So there's a lot of things that David kind of set the tone for with the rest of these young kids too.
And our final senior salute, number 24, senior Jordan Sikora, the 6'4" guard and forward combo. And my thoughts about Jordan, again, I think early on in his career, you looked at that wingspan and you looked at the way that he'd lock in and play defense, and this is your defensive stopper. You're going to put Jordan Sikora, the other team's best player, and say, slow him down, make him work for their points. But again, we saw throughout his time here, Jordan develop more and more as a passer. He wasn't always an aggressive offensive player. Again, he's a very unselfish offensive player, but we would see flashes from time to time. We certainly saw that in the playoff opener, that his athleticism, his ability to get to the basket. We saw a couple throwdowns late this season as well, too.
Yes.
Just a phenomenal athlete, and taking that defensive intensity and athleticism and prowess and bringing it to the offensive side as well, too. And we just, again, it was... It's been a privilege seeing Jordan develop as a player, and again, I think just a quiet leader for this team for a long time.
Yes, and again, he came onto the floor as a sophomore, had a lot of playing time as a sophomore, a lot of playing time last year, and then this year just as a huge contributor. And again, I've watched him throughout the whole summertime. He puts a lot of time in and on the off season that to
David
try to
Anderson
make him
coming up here as well
better,
too.
A better basketball player, David Anderson, yes.
Thank you, Dave.
Nice job out there, David. So it's good to see these guys coming up here and recognizing us. But again, Jordan, he's a gym rat.
Yeah.
You know, he's constantly in gym. He did a lot of summer ball. So Coach Schilling was, very happy to have him on the team too.
Again, we are ready to put a wrap on this one. And again... buying a little time here, because it's a shame to say goodbye to a basketball season, but we will be again seeing the end of our coverage of McDonald Max boys basketball this season for 2024-25. Thank you as always to all of the sponsors, the advertisers who make these broadcasts possible, and again, thank you to you for joining me for so many of these games. And we've got another opportunity for basketball on the girls' side tomorrow night, and hoping that the McDonald girls are able to pull out a little something special. Again, it's do or die time. Winner goes to state, facing a phenomenal, phenomenal Durand, Arkansas team. But again, they've shown that they belong with anybody here in the state. And so tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. right here on WOGO. If you can't make it out to Altoona to help cheer them on in person, you can join us again on the WOGO Sports Live video stream of the radio broadcast.
Yep, and I think that YouTube channel will probably blow up tomorrow, because there's a lot of people following the McDonald girls basketball. So, it'll be a fun one. Again, these boys are going to go back to school and, let this one kind of swallow it a little hard, and life will go on.
Again, I just think, too, there's always, again, sadness when the basketball season ends, but certainly privileged on WOGO that we now have added baseball and softball in the spring, and for me, it's getting to see these young men one more time, and so being able to see them during the baseball season will certainly be a treat, and hoping for three more games for Lady Max basketball as well.
Yes.
That's the hope and the wish here. Again, on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you to our on-site video producer, camera operator Sam Aberle. Again, this WOGO Sports Live video stream, he's just been a phenomenal, phenomenal asset in getting that going to the level that we're at now, and again, we don't want to stop. We'll keep on going to try to bring you the best possible coverage we can of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Our WOGO Sports Director, Greg Stewart, who is our board operator tonight. Greg, again, as always, doing whatever it takes to get us on the air, keep us on the air, and make these broadcasts possible. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Ladysmith High School, site of this WIAA Division IV regional semifinal. Again, your final score, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks 69, your McDonald Max 47. This has been McDonald Max Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good night from Ladysmith.
WOGO, your sports station. McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wearsgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.